And we're just coming to the end of the Radio Festival 2010. This is Radio Kate doing one of my final boos, save the best to last. It's Trevor Dan. He's been at the, you know, steering the good ship Radio Academy for the last 4 years. And that, tomorrow's your last day?
Pretty much, yeah. I've got a week off and then I give up. Well, I've got other things to do, obviously, but yeah, that's the end of it for me.
You're not giving up radio,
no,
are you?
I'm not giving up radio. I'm going to make some programmes for the BBC, which is always an honour. And so I'm going to be a proper independent producer again. And I'm going to run Amazing Radio, which is a DAB national station based in Newcastle. Plays nothing but new and emerging bands. And then finally, I'm going to be a visiting professor at the University of Lincoln. So I'm... You'll have to call me Professor Dan, my dear.
Oh, goodness me. Well, not yet, we don't. So it's been a great festival, hasn't it? Lots of things going on this year.
It has been good. I think the decision to roll some of our other events into this was vindicated. It's made it feel bigger and better. Mm. It's been a lovely place to hold it. The Lowry is great. Salford even put the sun out for us today.
Not yesterday.
I think, you know, the general feeling around the place has been very encouraging. I don't know what you feel, but there was a sense last year that we were all going to hell in a handcart and radio was doomed, you know. And I think this year there's been a very strong sense of, okay, guys, well, if we all pull together, we can do this. You know, we can get ourselves out of some of these difficulties that we find ourselves in, and radio can move forward.
My only complaint about this festival is there's been too much good stuff, and it's all been happening at the same time, and too many good people to meet. So what have been the highlights for you? What things have I missed out on?
Let me just say that all the sessions will be up on the website, and many of them in video as well. So wait a few days, because we're a small team.
Plug that website for us.
Yeah, they
in true radio styling.
It's all the W's, radioacademy.org. But I think my biggest highlight was last night, the Hall of Fame dinner, which was lovely, and it's great to see people in the radio business just loving each other and loving the industry they work in. It was a lovely atmosphere. We spend a lot of time competing with each other and calling each other names, and that was an example of when we're at our best, really, loving radio. But I also liked the very first session when Ashley Tabor turned up. There he was, the guy who didn't come last year and has said some pretty difficult things sometimes about, you know, the Radio Academy. There he was, he came to the festival, he was great, he talked, he made a lot of sense. I was very impressed by him, and I will take away that quote of his, which is if you're going to jump off a cliff, you might as well hold hands. And I thought, yeah, well, that's what we're going to have to do.
There have been some good quotes actually from this festival. I particularly like the Westwood one from last night when he was collecting his award. I'm trying to make sure I get the words right. I want to thank my boss for not firing me after I was shot.
That's right. And Andy was, I think he said that he was the only controller ever to visit a DJ in hospital, under armed guard.
Who was it who'd asked him to go and check? Was it P. Diddy who'd said, can you go and see if he's all right?
Yeah, bizarre.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Only in the world of Westwood.
What a world it
now,
is.
I've got a podcast to go and do, so you're going to have to let me go now. But there's more of me, and sadly none of you on this occasion, on the Radio Academy Radio Talk podcast, which will be up on Friday of this week.
Excellent. Well, we wish you all the best for your things, and you'll stay in touch with the Academy, won't you?
Absolutely, definitely. Thanks, Radio
Academy. Lovely. Thank you very much.